Hey, I said good morning to you earlier, and for some reason it felt natural. Is it morning, or? I don't know. I guess it's just me. I have been reading in John, apparently like you guys on Sunday mornings. I've been reading in John lately, and last week I brought John 6 to you, talking about Jesus being the bread of life. And in John's gospel, he talks a lot about, he gives the I am statements. I am this, I am that, I'm the bread of life, I am the resurrection in life, he says. So I've been reading, I'm continuing to read in John, and I found another really cool I am statement. Or I should say, he is statement, because it's not me, it's him. In John, and if you happen to have your Bibles with you, I'm in John 10. Otherwise, no big deal. We'll read from it together here. And obviously, it's a long chapter, and we don't have a long time together tonight. So instead of reading the entire chapter, which would be really nice, I have an edited version. So my edited version is, I'm going to start reading from 14, and I'm going to go for a few verses. But if you're in John, I'm in 10:14. And this is Jesus. He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also, or bring them in also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Now Jesus says this, and not just this, but this among other things, as an afterword of him giving a little bit of a kind of a parable there at the beginning of chapter 10. And if you have your, you know, I see some of you have your Bibles open. What he did was he gave a little bit of a parable about a shepherd who's got a flock. And the thief comes in. Well, after they hear this, the disciples are all the, not just the 12 disciples, but the larger group of followers that he had, they didn't understand. In verse 6, it says, Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was talking about or what he was telling them. And so he explained it. He says, I'm the shepherd, and you guys are my flock. And this particular I am statement means a lot to me. I'm the kind of person that really likes to know that things are okay. I mean, we all want to know things are okay. You know, there are plenty of things that can go wrong in life. We all know that. And so it's nice to know that things are okay, even if just for the moment, for the day, for the season, and we want security. We're, you know, especially with this economy, financial security is a little bit more, I think, thought about and sought after than maybe in the past year or two. That means a lot to us. And we're looking for security in a lot of areas of our life. And if it's not one area, if we have one area covered, then we're looking for security in the other area. And doesn't it almost seem like, I mean, I got to thinking about this, it's true for me, and I'm thinking it's true for everybody, that life is basically a constant series of, or a constant season of looking for security. Because if one area in our life is covered, then there's always some other area where we're kind of looking out for, and we're going, okay, well, I got to really watch this or that. And I know that's true in my life. And from what I know of everybody I know, there's always something going on that we're looking out for. Security is a big deal to us because we don't have security in every area of our lives. It means a big deal to us, and so I think that's why Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. Obviously, we're not sheep, real sheep, but in a sense, we are sheep. You know, in a sense that we're, you know, we need security, and we can't provide it for ourselves, so we, you know, we need somebody to provide that for us. And I'll just read 14 again. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. I'm just going to go ahead and just read it here. I'm just going to continue my edited version of John chapter 10. I'm skipping ahead to chapter 25. After Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, in 25, after some more discussion, Jesus says, I did tell you, but you do not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. But you do not believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. When I first read that years and years ago, no one can snatch them out of my hand, my first thought was, I want to be in that guy's hand. I want to be in that guy's hand. I didn't know who he was exactly. This was more than 20 years ago. But I was prompted to read John, and that's one of the first things I read out of John. At that time in my life, I didn't have security in a few areas of my life that I really needed it. And when he said, no one can snatch them out of my hand, that was it. I thought to myself, well, first of all, I want to be in that guy's hand. Second of all, let's find out more about this guy. Obviously, you don't want to invest all your money with some financial advisor who you don't know. We don't want to eat a meal that's just been prepared by a shady character who's really dirty and whose hair is falling in the food or something. You know, we want security in the areas that it really matters in our life. And this guy sounded like he had security. Well, it's been 20 some odd years later, and I've had some really, really low points in my life. I've had some stupid points in my life, like we all have. Hopefully I'm not the only stupid person here. Not that I'm calling anybody stupid. But you know what I'm saying. We want security. And I think this particular I am statement is what it's about. I think in the different I am statements, when Jesus says, I am this or I am that, I think what he's trying to do is he's trying to appeal to different aspects of our lives, touch points to our lives that really speak to us, that really mean something. When he says, I am the bread of life, we all hunger. We all hunger. And obviously, you know, there's the physical hunger. You know, if I haven't eaten all day, I am cranky. I don't care what it is, just get a sandwich on that plate and let's do it right here, right now. But obviously, aside from physical hunger, we can draw from our physical hunger that we can have. We can draw that application to our spiritual lives. And, you know, I don't think I'm the only one who's had a season where, you know, I got to thinking to myself, you know, I need to eat more spiritually. I need to feed more because I'm kind of starving here. And we know what it's like to go hungry if you've missed some food for a meal, or sometimes that's all it takes is just that one meal. You miss that one meal during the day, or if you're late a couple hours, you start to feel it. I get a headache. I get cranky. My wife can attest that I get cranky. And we can draw that parallel to our spiritual lives. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Well, it seems like there's a key here. He made it a deliberate point to say in verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them. It's part of the same statement. It's not two completely unrelated things. He says, they listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So it kind of goes hand in hand. There's a semicolon there. It's sort of like he's starting one thought, and he's ending that thought. The reason that's important, the reason that seems to be important to me, is that when he says that we as his sheep listen to him, you could almost say, I mean, not that I'm trying to put words into Jesus' mouth, because we shouldn't do that, but it's safe for us to kind of draw the conclusion that if somebody doesn't listen to his voice, then they are not his sheep. I mean, he pretty much all but says that a little bit before and a little bit after. But, you know, the fact that we know him as believers as best we can, obviously, is, I can think of myself 20 some odd years ago. I didn't really know him that well. I just read that one statement that I can't be snatched out of his hand. And this guy holds the keys to death and life. Who doesn't want that? So I didn't really know all about this guy, or as much as I could. But I think it's important to just act on what we do know. So if he's saying, my sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, doesn't that encourage you? Doesn't that make you feel encouraged that in as much as we do know him, you know, even sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes we wake up the next morning after a certain day and we go, you know, I just really learned a lesson yesterday. I didn't even realize it yesterday, but now that I'm thinking about it, you know what? I'm growing. And we have those points, those moments, sometimes days or seasons in our life when that happens. That's a good thing. It's a very encouraging thing. My sheep listen to my voice. Well, I got to thinking a while back, before I accepted Christ, well, I want to be his sheep. So what is it about his voice? What is he saying that I can follow? Because if I follow, then I can prove that I'm his sheep, and therefore I can't be snatched out of his hand. I was thinking, I wanted this. So I'm thinking, okay, how do we do this? How do we get this? This time I'm going to read from 27, but I'm going to read down through 30. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. In listening to his voice, it is the Father's voice. That's kind of the key. I thought, you know, well, I know more about God in general as God the Father, but I didn't know so much about Jesus. Well, he made it easy for me. He says, hey, we're the same. Two different persons within the same Godhead. They're both God. And although they're two separate persons, they both have the full authority. And if they say that you can't be snatched out of their hand, if one says it, you can believe it about the other. It's the same difference, so to speak. So that's another way to find security. And this isn't something that's just that we can just read. You know, we can't just open up to John chapter 10 and read this whole thing and go, okay, well, that's it. Because this is obviously something that we digest. These spiritual things are something that we think about one night, and hopefully maybe we'll think about it during the week here. And as we think about those points in our lives, or those aspects of our lives in which we don't have as much security as we might want, here's our grand opportunity to also think about where our security can be found. Now, obviously, you know, Jesus isn't going to necessarily do anything supernatural about that instance where you've ordered your food and you're looking over and you're seeing that shady cook with the greasy hair in your food. He may or may not do something about that. But if he doesn't, that's not what this is about. Obviously, those security issues in life, you know, sometimes we take care of them ourselves. I'm going to get up and go to the maitre d' or somebody and go, that cook, can you take care of that guy? But in the more important things, spiritual truth, spiritual meaning, those touch points, that's what Jesus takes care of. Now, obviously, if Jesus wants to supernaturally do something about that, he can. God works miracles in very everyday ways as well. But really, where it counts, even beyond the financial things, even beyond the other issues that are really weighty to us, lies that one piece of meaning that we're searching for that can't be answered with financial questions, or it can't be answered with food, and it can't be answered by anybody else. There's that one aspect, that one ear that's waiting for Jesus' voice when he says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand." So I just wanted to bring that to you guys, bring that to your attention. I know that probably most of us have heard that verse before, but I just wanted to bring that back up and encourage us with that tonight. I know I needed it, and I'm thinking maybe there's somebody else out there that wants security besides me. So.